Hello, I'm Kevin Stonehunt. Oh, I've just realised what it's doing. Oh, is it just copying? I've had for the last couple of minutes, and I thought it was the kernel booting at first, it was, but now it's moved on, and now it's moving files about, and it's moving for I've got a 4 GB Sony pen drive in. I spent about half an hour downloading an ISO, what is an ISO, but it's a .img, and then I spent about I can tell you how long I spent. I spent 1635 seconds transferring it to the pen drive, and now I stuck the pen drive in my Dell. We have come a long way. You can boot from USB removable storage now. This notebook doesn't have a CD drive, or a DVD, or any optical drive. It doesn't have a floppy drive. It has an SD card slot, and I would have thought that they would have given you like a false SD card dummy to stick in it so it doesn't get all dusty. But they do give you a it's still sealed and it will be sealed for a very long time. A DVD-ROM, Ubuntu 8.04, which I think is hardy. Mini standard edition, blah blah blah, recovery media. So they give you a recovery disk in case you need to reinstall Ubuntu, in case you've, tried to install a couple thousand gigs of couple of gigs of tech and it goes wrong and then your packets don't work. Packets, packages. My brain is. Oh, it's copying tangerine icons. Stock folder, trash can empty, user trash can full, that kind of thing. Face sick. Palm Pilot. Oh, it's moved on to libgphoto and all these really random libs. There's one called libsexy. I don't know what it does. It's what oh, you don't need to fiddle about with that library. Just leave it. Something might need it. Every library gets used by something. But the trouble is, because every library gets used by something, you will find that if you don't have that something, you don't need that library. Which is if you just say, yeah, can you just install the normal operating system, you end up with the pain of having to, and I have explained this before, you're trying to compile something, you're trying to make some source code into a nice application, and it's and it checks the environment. This is saying you're not really saying, Kevin. This is saying we got this and we got this and a couple of hundred things. I'm sorry, we don't have this library. We've got to stop. Okay, write down the name of the library. I can't install Skype on this netbook. Hopefully I will be able to in a second. Because I don't have libasound2. And I went to try and download libasound2 using oh god, what's it called? The not appetite. the package manager of GNOME and Ubuntu. Anywho. Went to download it. I'm sorry, we're missing new line at the end of the. Well, I know. I'm like, oh, fuck that. I'm not doing that. Anywho, so you go and download this thing, this library, and then you run the /config again, and it goes through everything. We got this. We've got the thing that you just downloaded and installed. That's good. I'm sorry, we don't have this other library. We've got to stop. So you write that down. And this happens about 5 or 6 times, and then you just give up. Why it can't just check everything and then result you with a list of everything you don't have? I don't know. I don't know. Maybe someone can patch that up. It's doing temp roots and shit now. It's just sitting there.